close training courses. In the profession of a waiter, appearance, attire, and the manner of speaking play an instrumental role. One's attitude towards customers is also important. It is the waiter who serves clients, makes first impressions, presents the offers of the restaurant, and has a direct influence on the sales. As a coach of waiters, you will develop training course programs which focus first and foremost on preparing the participants for contact with restaurant guests. Imagine that you have been approached by a client who wants to train a group of 12 waiters before the summer season starts. The client wants to offer a uniform quality of services. In order to develop a closed training course correctly, you have to visit the client's restaurant. Your research will concern not only the participants, but also their workplace. Waiters who you will be working with have different experiences, job seniority, and competencies. Additionally, they work together with the kitchen and bartender team on a daily basis. Therefore, you should also be prepared to meet those groups. This will allow you to standardize work and communication standards. The final result may help you create an additional training offer for the client. Your tasks include carrying out a conversation with the restaurateur, head waiter, and chef. It is important to learn about their expectations and direction of development. Familiarizing yourself with the current menu. You must know what gastronomic knowledge the waiters should possess in order to advise customers. Familiarizing yourself with the bar menu, including, for example, the array of cocktails, drinks, or soft drinks. Getting acquainted with the team of waiters, analyzing their professional and personal competences. Identifying the current standards and procedures concerned with the work of the waiters, also in relation with their cooperation with the kitchen team. Defining the pros and cons of the team of waiters. Familiarizing yourself with the surroundings in which the waiters work, including the waiter equipment that the restaurant has. Once you acquire all of this knowledge, you can start planning a closed training course for a given team and restaurant. Remember that your professional knowledge and experience matter as well. You can start planning the course by developing roleplay scenes. You are already familiar with the waiter's workplace, so you should remember to design the scenes appropriately. The next step you can take is to set guidelines for the waiters on the basis of roleplay scenes, as well as development guidelines for the entire team. Remember that the course participants work together with other people. Draw their attention to the importance of communicating not only with the customer, but also with, for example, the kitchen team. The future success not only of the restaurant, but also of your training course, depends on the combination of all these elements. As a result of getting acquainted with the restaurant team ahead of time, you will be able to predict most of the problems which they face in their workplace. During the training course, you can refer to them and try to come up with a solution together. This will give the team a sense of working on concrete situations which they face in their everyday work and not on distant and fictional ones. Additionally, it will be easier to implement the worked out solutions after the course because they will be an effect of the work of the people engaged in the training course. Knowing the group will also make it easier for you to choose the appropriate language of the course and methods of teaching. You will establish partnership relations with the participants quicker. Various problems, impossible to identify ahead of time, which affect the group that works together on a daily basis, can of course appear during the training sessions. You should be prepared for such unexpected situations and conflicts as well. Remember to present most of the content of the course in the form of practical exercises, scenes, or group tasks. This will allow you to see if everybody understands the rules and if they know how to work and why they should do things in a given way. It is advisable to suggest a course follow-up meeting after a few weeks to sit down with the participants for 2 hours in order to sum up what they were able to implement and which issues still cause difficulties. This will enable you to diagnose the effectiveness of your work, answer any doubts, or find new solutions. The client will also have a sense of continuity and pursuing a mutual goal. Remember that in the case of closed training courses, it is the owner of the restaurant who is your first and foremost client. The restaurant owner's expectations will be your starting point for creating the training course program. Therefore, you should, for example, develop customer service standards with the client, and once they are accepted, introduce them to the waiters via the training course.